is in front of you.
Maybe I'm intimidated by the big robot dick.
See, you're getting closer. If you just talk like you, we'd have you. No problem. What if we get you all up in your face? But, let's see. Try like this. Okay, now talk.
Mama made me mash my M&Ms.
Oh my. Okay. I think we're close. Yeah, that me clearing my throat registered really loud. So, yeah. So we got something to work with. Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever recorded this in your shop.
Yes.
It's usually late at night and in your bed.
Yes. And this one's kind of last minute. Yeah, so with that, hey, Carol.
Hey, Nicholas.
Hey, Carol.
Hey.
Welcome to Dork!
Yay!
I'm Nick Moore.
And I'm Carol Moore.
And you're listening to Dork, episode, I think 140, maybe? I'm not sure. I'm going to have to check the numbers when I load it. Yeah, you'll notice that I'm with Carol, not, stop it. I'm with Carol, with Carol, not James. I was supposed to do one with James, but I was having internet issues in my shop, so Carol doesn't have rehearsal today until 8 o'clock at night, so she's going to fill in and record one with me, and then we'll post that, because I can hop on the Wi-Fi somewhere else. So, there we are. So, Carol, I know you don't pay attention to anything in the world ever.
I've been paying attention more lately.
Yeah? So, did you hear what happened today with NASA?
I did not. I have been strictly doing reports today and then making you dinner.
Yes, you've been doing what you were supposed to, damn it. Okay, so today being, what's today, Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, NASA announced that they have found a system 40 light years from here. They're calling it the TRAPPIST-41 or something like that, I think is the name of the system, or TRAPPIST-12 or some shit, TRAPPIST something. But it's a solar system with a star surrounded by 7 Earth-sized planets, at least 3 of which are in a habitable zone.
Hmm.
So they're thinking one of
these... They're in that Goldilocks zone?
Yeah, they're thinking one of these is very much...
like Earth?
Like Earth, and the one is like Earth with a little more water. And then one will probably be a little more rocky. Now, the telescope they're sending into space next year... It's going to be able to better see atmospheres and things like that, so they'll be able to really nail it. But from what they've got now, they're like, yeah, this is totally, it's right here, it's 40 light years away, and they're thinking within 10 years we'll be able to tell whether or not there's life on it by searching for organic molecules in the atmosphere. So yeah, that's exciting. It's not aliens yet.
But it's close.
It's close. And, you know, every time a NASA has a announcement, they're like...
It's totally aliens!
It's the biggest announcement ever!
Aliens!
Yeah, they wouldn't wait until Wednesday to do that. They just say, it's NASA! Give us money! Aliens are real! Like, that would be all it would take. But it's always something like, we found another exoplanet, or, you know, we've discovered this or that. You know, just little things. But this is a pretty big one.
We're not a pointless scientific thing. Fund us!
Yeah. But it's always pointless until, like, asteroids are hitting.
Right.
You know, and they're like, yes, give NASA money. Oh, my God, please. We're all going to die. So, yeah, donate to NASA. Actually, NASA's fairly fun. I don't know if you can donate. But there are lots of, like, astronomical societies and things.
Write your congressman and say you still want NASA?
Yeah. Tell
so
your
that
kids,
they know?
Tell your kids space is important. And tell the government to spend the money on good things, not frivolous shit. Like they did in the 70s. I was reading a story in Atlas Obscura today about... Carol, are you familiar with the... was it the MDK? Is it MDK? The government experiments into psychic phenomena. Like the men who
look
at goats.
Which one? Like the ones who, like...
Not the Not MDK was the
like
one.
Like the ones that had them think about a place and then see if they could see there.
Yeah, or... yeah, the remote viewing and all that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the Men Who Stare Goats. Mm-hmm. And then there, MDK, for some reason I think I'm saying it wrong. But anyway, it was the one where they gave people LSD and then observed them in secret to see if they,
right.
weird shit, if they, or if they could control minds. And then Project Stargate was the one where they're looking for aliens and shit. And I think that was also kind of a remote view. But I was reading something today where the NSA in 1977 was legitimately worried because the Russians were looking into psychic phenomena as mm-hmm. well.
Yes, heavily.
Heavily. And they had theorized that the universe isn't, like, all molecules contain psi particles. So that they could be controlled psychically. Like the fucking midichlorians. Like, they honestly... They were like, yeah, the Russians, they figured it out. Everything's got psi particles in it. So psychic phenomenon is real, and you could totally move shit with your mind. But when they went further, where some philosophers talking about how the universe isn't so much a physical manifestation as it is a manifestation of thought. So dedicated Russian psychic soldiers could focus on a city and set off a psychic bomb that would cause that city to be lost in space and time. And the NSA was legitimately worried about this.
Well, that just seems silly and improbable. But
right?
You know what they say? Anything that can be thought by the mind of men is possible. I read that somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah. Or my dad said it. One of the two. Anyway, I never rule out anything completely crazy. I mean... I would want to see proof. I'm like, okay, you're worried about this. Why? Show me some proof of some small thing that they've destroyed.
So, Carol, do you believe in psychic phenomena? I should amend this by saying that one of the reasons Carol and I ended up dating was because when we first met, Carol was working the front desk at a hotel where I was the bartender, and the bar was very slow.
Yes.
So I spent a lot of time hanging out at the front desk, flirting with the front desk girls. One of which was Carol. And Wednesday nights at that time, I was a senior in college, and on Wednesday nights I was taking parapsychology.
Yes.
The bar was open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Wednesday was open Wednesday?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember. It's been a while. It's been over a decade.
Yeah. It was open for some reason. I didn't have every night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. But I definitely had Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Thursday night I would... hang out with Carol and talk about what I did, you know, what I learned about in my parapsychology class. And this was a legitimate class. I got college credit for this. and we studied psychic phenomenon and witches and poltergeists and ghosts and aliens and all that X-Files shit. Like, that was the class. And so Carol and I would talk about that shit. And if you go into our pub brewery, we have a bookshelf that looks straight out of fucking Mulder's library.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all sorts of shit. Like, it's got my Malleus Maleficarum, the Witch's Hammer, which is what they used to conduct
Witch trial.
Spanish Inquisition. It's actually a German book. But just all kinds of shit on
the Necronomicon.
Necronomicon, yeah.
A couple tarot decks.
But like all that, you name it. Before you could just pop up Netflix and pull up countless shows on all sorts of, not just aliens, huh, Carol?
No.
But all sorts of things. Like, let's say you just want to see a thing about alien encounters involving aliens that come from the ocean. You can find a series that's just about the underwater aliens or some shit like that. I know there's one out there. Because every time Carol gets into a run of, I want to... Like, some people, when they just want to have something on in the background, so whether they're doing laundry or cleaning up or something, or they know they're going to be in and out of a room, they're going to be able to watch a show, we'll put on something like The Simpsons or Family Guy or Rick and Morty... the Friends, you know, something like a sitcom or something that you don't really have to pay attention to that you've seen dozens of times. Carol alternates between aliens.
Yes.
And what's the other thing you like, Carol?
Forensic Files and murder.
Murder. Horrendous murders. Carol doesn't like to watch shows, like, Carol doesn't like good movies because good movies have graphic violence.
I don't.
And it's fake. It's fictional violence.
It's upsetting.
But let's say a guy gets brain damage and one day he decides he's going to kill his wife and his daughter and his grandson.
True story.
And then himself.
In Colorado Springs.
Yep. Carol's like, oh, baby, you wouldn't believe. It was awful. Let me tell you all about it.
So, okay.
It really happened. It's not like Pulp Fiction.
In my defense, that's my new one. I think it's called, the Murder Hunter or something like that?
Homicide Hunter.
Homicide Hunter. Yeah, that's my new one. And I like watching that because of the gentleman who investigates the cases. I get a kick when he goes like, well, my. And things like that. There's just, I don't know what it is about his personality. It just makes me go, ah!
What's his name? Like, Kenva?
I don't even know. Kendrick? Kendrick. I think it's Kendrick.
It's not Kendrick. It's something like that, though, but it's a weird Kenda. Kenda, I think his name is.
Anyway, I watched that one for him. I watched Forensic Files specifically because I don't like, you know, like, unsolved mysteries or anything. It's got to be Forensic Files because the case has been solved and the bad guy has been caught. And I love to find and listen to the itty-bitty minuscule things that catch the bad guy. Those but you don't have to watch those. That's part of the reason why I like them, like Ancient Aliens and the murder shows. Every once in a while, they'll show you, like, here's actual scene, you know, actual footage from the scene. But for the most part, they don't have footage from the scene. So it's just someone kind of narrating the thing in a pleasant voice. So you put it on in the background and you go about your day.
No. It's fucked up, Carol.
Well, sometimes I mean, how many times have I watched the thing about Mayan decoded?
You would think too by now many times. You could fucking read Mayan at this point. I think you can look at that script and go, "Oh yeah, see that's
fire.
That's fire. That's a king. That's a name. You can tell by it's a name, and it's somebody's son, and he was born in this year."
I like to watch things on Egypt too.
Yeah, but you watch that shit. Like sometimes you watch real Egyptology shit. Sometimes you're like, aliens built the pyramid. Like, I'm waiting for you to start going senile, because I think what's going to happen is your brain's going to fracture, you're going to forget how to cook, and you're just going to remember all the shit about conspiracy theories, and how aliens built the pyramids, and how the Mayans and the Egyptians were both founded by aliens.
Oh, the worst one for all of that, like, the one that, like, literally I watch it just to laugh, is Top Secret Case Files. They've got, like, one's about conspiracy theories. They've got one about aliens and stuff like that. But my personal favorite was literally you have this guy, and he gets paid good money for this. He's like one of those serious narrators that is on like the serious crime dramas and cop shows. And he's like, several newspapers have reported an astonishing and astounding thing. Is the zombie apocalypse real? Oh, I love it. I just lose my mind and just start laughing. I'm like, everybody, you gotta hear this. They're wanting to know if the zombie apocalypse is real. Oh, so funny.
It's,
and there's
not
always
real. It's not real.
No. And there's always like two people on there that are genuinely convinced they're real. And then they have the other people going, no.
And then the guy comes back on. The narrator returns and he's like, but some theorists believe. And then he continues on his big old thing of bullshit.
And sometimes Carol loves it. I do. And sometimes you can tell while he's reading it, he's going, seriously?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Okay, this is a thing and it's happening now.
Like, he's got to stop. He's got to stop over and over again. Just be like, are you fucking kidding? Such, yeah. So you like that.
I adore them. I really do. My other one that I like, but I don't think it's on anymore, is they used to have like a 5 or 6 part series on the British monarchy with this dry, boring British historian. And I used to adore that too. That would start from, we're going to start from the beginning of the monarchy. They're still mad about William the Conqueror.
Okay, so do you think psychics are real?
I think most people who say they're psychic aren't real, but I do believe there is psychic phenomenon.
Such as?
I mean, I do believe that there are times when, like, you or someone can, like, I don't think you can, like, sit down and be like, I can predict the future. But I think that, you know, I've known too many people who believe they've had a conversation with a passed away loved one, or, you know, have thought they've seen a ghost and that kind of thing, for me, people I trust, for me to completely discount it out and say it's not real. Do I think it's scientifically proven? No, but I still think it's possible. I have not closed my mind to the possibility.
And you're welcome to that belief.
Thank you, sarcastic asshole.
But it's bullshit! No, I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that every legitimate study into it has said it's bullshit. Like, there's no... I mean, it's... The Amazing Randy, as that $1 million prize that has gone unclaimed.
Yeah.
Just simple proof. All you got to do is just pop up and go, hey, man, I can move shit with my mind. Watch, here's a quarter. It flips my other hand. Whatever you want to do, I can keep doing it. Give me the money, and we're done. I'm going to go back to hustling craps in Vegas. I mean, like, that's the problem. Let's say you are legitimately telekinetic. You can move shit with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You come out, and either the government's just going to snatch you up and go, yeah, you're going to kill Russians with this.
Right.
Because all you got to do is focus on somebody's brain, and you could scramble it in their skull. Or stop their heart. You could stop their heart with their mind. If you saw or read The Minister of Goats, at least one guy killed a goat by staring at it. And thinking of it dying. That worked. So, did he do it? I don't know.
The one phenomenon that makes me think there's something to psychic type phenomena is poltergeist. Because there's so many tales about them, and they're all the same thing. You know, like, things are moved and flown and doors and stuff.
Mm.
And it always seems to be around, usually, young boys between the ages of...
puberty.
Yeah. So it makes me wonder if there is something going on in their brains that is making that happen.
I just think it's little dickhead kids living in old houses that are settling. Like, that's what most of that shit is. Did you see the door moving? Yeah, it's loose. Man, it's not right on the hinges. And when a truck goes by, it's enough to rattle the frame that the door closes. It's not a goddamn ghost. It's like that that statue in that museum, the little Egyptian statue that was moving in the case. Have you seen the videos of it?
No.
Yeah, you look at the video, and it's a statue. It's like an Etruscan-style statue that's about, say, 6 inches high of a man stepping forward. Etruscan-style. Again, it's got the back to him. He's got 1 foot forward and a hand out. And it... time-lapse video shows it rotating in place. It's
the earth, isn't it?
It's on the counter, and it's just rotating. And what it is trucks passing by, or enough to rattle that particular cabinet in the way it's set, that it was enough for it to just rotate. So they'd fix it, and then it would rotate again. Like, it's haunted. No. Shit vibrates. There's a ghost in my house. I can hear floorboards creaking at night. It's because that's what floorboards fucking do, man. It's wood. What's porous? It's hot outside, it's cold outside, if it's damp outside, if it's dry outside, shit, those floorboards are going to fucking move. Popular Mechanics did a whole issue on why your house isn't haunted, and it was just things like, my lights flicker, door cabinets open up, and things fly out all the time, my coffee cup moves down the counter, shit
what
like
was
that.
Their explanation for things flying out and across the room?
Flying out and across the room? No, it's an over-exaggeration of, like, the way your cabinets are. They're not square, and the door is loose. So all it takes is a little bit of a shift, and everything falls the fuck out. And I've never seen video of shit just flying across a room. So I'm going to just say, well, it's either an over-exaggeration, or it's just bullshit. Like, most of it is. Like, I was raped by a ghost. No, you had a bad dream, honey. I'm sorry. You weren't raped by a ghost. Raped by a ghost is far more exciting. You know, like, you go to work the next day and you say, I had a bad dream that a ghost raped me. Oh, that's terrible. What do you want for lunch? Jason's Deli? Cool. Give me a club sandwich. But if you're like, I was raped by a ghost, people have to go, oh, okay. Well, I can't. I don't, I mean, that's terrible. And then you're on Dr. Phil, which I've caught more of since I've started spending more time at the gym. I catch Dr. Phil.
And you talk to me about the stuff I watch.
I don't watch it on purpose, baby. There are like 30 TVs on, and Dr. Phil is on one of them, depending on the time that I'm there. And yesterday...
And that's the TV you pay attention to. There are 29 other televisions, but the one with Dr. Phil on it is the one that gathers your attention.
Yesterday, I was catching it because there was a guy on whose wife and daughter... And this dude had to be like 60, okay? He had a beard, he was bald, gray, everything. And his wife and kid are like... His daughter... I say kid, she's like in her 20s. His wife and daughter are losing their shit on him because he apparently has a porn fascination with lactating women. And like they're going off on him about it. Like at the point where they brought it up, I'd have been like, "You know what? This is really awful. I'm leaving. I'm not sitting here for this and defending my shit." But he talked about it for an hour. Like that was what's on. So that's why. Like
He's not hurting anybody.
Okay. But yeah, if you're wondering why I kept peeking over to Dr. Phil, because they're all in front of me. I'm not watching Dr. Phil. But when it's more Trump shit, and then protests, and then Ellen, and then Dr. Phil, and this old dude talking about how he likes lactation porn, well, you know, your eyes get caught over that shit. To be fair, I haven't seen any ghost rape women on Dr. Phil. So, Dr. Phil, if you're listening, you have my apologies.
I'm sure he said something similar to that.
Yeah, I think mostly he deals with like couples counseling now. What are you looking at?
Nothing. I just cleared out my screens because I had like 8 of them open.
You closed them all? You getting in the habit of that?
Yeah.
Carol's got the iPhone 7 Plus. We upgraded her. How are you liking that?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's very crisp. Very crisp display. Takes great pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is what?
It's rose gold and huge.
And we were able to get all your stuff over to it, so...
Yeah, so I can play Sailor Moon.
Yeah. That was what she told the guy at AT&T when we were looking at what phone to get. She was like, I just want... to be able to, like, we're looking at all the options. And she goes, I just want to be able to save my Sailor Moon. And the guy's like, what?
I don't care. I know what I wanted, and I wanted to make sure it got saved. He can kiss my white butt.
And he did save it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It was very important to me. I had just won a new character. Or no, I was like one thing away from winning a new character.
It's difficult to negotiate with a salesman when you're like, this is the only thing. Sailor Moon. I need to save my Sailor Moon game. Okay, well, you know, given your data plan, and you say, no! Sailor Moon! Sailor Moon! Damn it.
We still got the data plan you wanted.
Yeah, we actually just kept the data plan. Because we've been grandfathered into unlimited data, and they keep trying to shift us around, but at this point...
Well, I loved his face when we were like, we got grandfathered in, but do you think we should get another plan? And he looked at us like we were crazy, and we're like... No, keep this until you die.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, there's nothing you could switch to that would be good for you. Like, to try and match just what you use. Like, the lowest plan is still $20 more than you're paying now. So, and I was like, yes! Punk ass. I didn't do that.
Yeah, that would not have been appropriate. No. Mr. Holmes.
So... think.
We kind of got side rail. Did you want to go back to Ancient Aliens?
Okay, so aliens. I believe in aliens. I think without a shadow of doubt, there is other life in the universe.
Yes.
Carol, do you think aliens made pyramids?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Do you think we've been visited by aliens?
Possibly. This is okay, but in my defense, so did my father. And so I was raised to have the notion that it is a possibility. My problem is as a history major, a lot of times they'll show like this is proof that that aliens existed. And I'm like, or it's proof that blah, 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 because there's a very logical explanation for it. So, but there are some things that I find very interesting, like the, trying to think of the name of that place in Peru,
Puntapunku.
Where everything,
all the rocks fit.
Yeah, and they're in that H-shaped formation, and it's just so precise and everything. I don't necessarily wonder if that means there's aliens, but I do wonder if we're missing something somewhere within our historical context.
These were people who had all day. They had figured out farming. They weren't hunter-gathering anymore. They were in one place. And you had masons that didn't have TV or radio, and have no internet, and they could spend all day cutting rocks into identical blocks. Like, no problem. Just like, yeah, there we go. How are we going to get them over there? I don't know. We got all day to figure it out. It's like people look at the pyramids and go, how could men, these stones are hundreds of tons. How, no man could move these. Yeah, but like 50 dudes with some sand and logs and shit totally could do it. Like, I think given, like, if you had jack shit to do all day, you could make some amazing stuff. Like, I've seen shit you've turned out of your little craft room when you were busy. So I think given time and rudimentary tools, you could build a temple out of granite blocks.
Maybe. I did like the show that they did. I think it was a National Geographic show where they actually listened to what the people said. And they were like, hey, how did you get these, the Easter Island?
The Rapa Nui.
How did they get to where they were? And they said, well, they walked there. And they were like, oh, it must have been mystical powers. But what they figured out was it was a rope system where the thing went side to side. And he walked there, but it was like because he kind of waddled on over as they pulled him forward. And they got, like, it wasn't like we moved 6 inches in 6 hours. I mean, they moved a significant amount where they were like, okay,
within, like a strolling pace.
Yeah. They were like, okay, we could legitimately, like, get this to where it needed to go. And it wouldn't take, like, years. It would take maybe...
Yeah, a week.
A week. Two tops. And I thought that one was very interesting that, you know, they were like, well, let's listen to what the tale said. Okay, they can't walk. They're stone. But what if they realized that the bottoms were rounded just enough for it to do the waddle thing. And it worked better than anything else they tried. I thought that was very interesting. So I don't just watch Total Crap. I just like the crap better. It's just, it makes me laugh.
You watch, I would say, 70% crap.
Yep.
When it comes to...
I don't deny it. I love the crap. I mean, I wouldn't call Forensic Files crap. So, and I have been watching that pretty much nonstop lately.
As Jim Gaffigan would say, it's McDonald's. It's still McDonald's. It's just you're getting the McSalad instead of the Big Mac.
Yeah.
Like, it's silliness.
Yeah. And I like to listen to it at work, too, because I have my own office. And then people will come in and be like, they found semen in the chest cavity. What are you listening to? Oh, I don't know. I think they just found semen in the chest cavity, but that's all I can tell
you. I don't even think about it anymore. It just filters into my head as I figure out ticketing for children's theater programs. She was raped to death with a bandsaw. What the fuck? Yeah.
I don't remember that, so... Right. Make sure, note to self, make sure Nicholas doesn't have a bandsaw.
It's right there. We're in the shop. The bandsaw is the big one in the corner. Although I don't think I could...
I don't think you could rape someone to death with that. I think you could kill them with it, but raping them might be difficult.
Yeah. It would be tough. Carol. Noted. I'm going to go ahead and cross that off the list. Let's see.
Well, my watching those, and like, do you remember for a while I was really liking Deadly Women.
I'm going to write this down. Do not rape Carol with bandsaw. 2, difficult question mark. Okay, sorry. You were saying?
So, but it was my watching those shows, particularly Deadly Women, when I was painting the house, that made us do the description where we were like, "Hey, don't kill me. I'll make myself disappear first."
Oh, the conversation we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carol and I have a mutual agreement that we will not murder the other one. Were things to turn sour between us, we'd just, you know, agree that we shouldn't be together anymore, and we'll just disappear forever.
Right.
The offending person will fake their death or just move to Alaska or something.
Right, something so they can collect the insurance money and move on. Like, one of us will go off the grid.
Of course, this will probably be used in court. But if it is, it's a joke, Your Honor. Ha, 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 we're kidding. I'm really dead. Give her the money. The end. Ha, ha, ha. But I'm probably in Greece. I like, or Italy.
Italy.
If you're trying to find, Italy's nice. Be real easy to just buy one of those little houses.
Yep.
In Civitavecchia and live out in the country, grow an olive tree and have goats. Yep. Why not?
I think it would be lovely.
But don't look for me there! Norway. Norway. I'd probably move to Norway.
And watch television shows about trains.
Yeah, it's very fish-based. Diet.
It is a very fish-based diet. So, I would die.
Yeah, so I'd be safe from you there.
Yeah, you would be very safe from me there.
Or maybe Japan, because not a lot you could eat in Japan either.
Not true. Kentucky Fried Chicken is god there, so.
Yeah, they do like the Colonel.
Yeah, and so. Pizza Hut.
Well, I'd find a coastal city or a small fishing village. Wherein, you know,
I bet all I have to learn in Japanese, and I'm going to practice when we get ready to go, is I'm allergic to fish and mushrooms. I will die. And I promise you, they are such a nice, polite society. They will try to find things for me to eat.
Yeah, but it's not going to be stuff you like. Like, bring her the chicken testicles. But they'll say in Japanese. And say like, chicken tenderu. And you'd be like, oh, chicken tenders, yes. Delicious. Let's try it. Mmm, these are good. And they're all snickering in the back.
No, they won't. They'll love me because
I
have beautiful pale skin, red hair, and green eyes. They will love me.
You're like an anime demon.
That's exactly right. They're
gonna feed you rooster dick.
No, they're not.
Kakaru for you. You eat.
I will be not worshipped, but they will love me.
Chicken testicule. I don't think so. I think you're gonna appear and they'll be like, witch.
I don't think so.
Feed her penis.
No.
We'll go to that penis restaurant.
You're going to get the penis because they're going to be terrified from you because you're going to be like 3 feet taller than all of them.
Yes, and I will rule over them. I'll run down the streets going, Nickzilla.
You scared Italian men on elevators. We'd be on the elevator going down and up from our hotel, and the doors would open, and there would be three handsome, well-dressed, because no one in Rome that is from Rome is not well-dressed.
Bella figura.
And they would start their way into the elevator and see Nicholas and be like, oh, excuse, no space. And let the doors close because they were terrified of your huge, tall ass.
Yeah, I don't think Japan would be scared of me. James went to Japan, and he did fine. James is taller than me. So, yeah. Because Japanese women love black dudes.
I was going to say, it makes a difference that he's an African-American male.
Yeah. The Japanese chicks love black dudes. And that's not hearsay. This is me hearing it from one of the Chinese guys I worked with. His wife spent some time in Japan. And we sat next to him at Christmas dinner one year for work. And she proceeded to tell me, she's like, oh, yes, Nick, you could move to Japan and maybe do okay with the ladies. But they would like black guys. In fact, if you're a black American and you move to Japan, there will be a moneyed young Japanese woman who will buy you an apartment and keep you like a pet. That's John Fong's words exactly. She says they get allowance, she buy him an apartment, and make him like a pet. And I was like, a pet? And she's like, yes. It's very fashionable.
Well, you know, going by the show that we saw about that gentleman who wanted to enlarge his penis, and then knowing the myth that we have about black males, it does not surprise me that Japanese women have a fascination for black males.
We did watch that video about What was it called? It was a documentary.
Like Super Size My Penis or something.
Yeah, it was this dude. If you haven't seen it, try and look for it.
It's really actually quite good.
But this dude was at a hockey game. And the kiss cam went to him, and he proposed to his girlfriend. And she said no on camera and walked away. And the reason she said no was because he had a tiny dick. And so he did a whole documentary about, like, how do you make your dick bigger? And what is, you know, an average size? And is my dick really that tiny?
And yes, so, it was.
So the first thing he does is he goes to a urologist, a female urologist, which makes it all the more insulting when she's like, no, you have a tiny dick. he's mic'd.
Well, first she tells him, it's okay. You know, it's healthy. And he's like, that's not what I'm asking. On average, is it smaller than the usual penis?
And she doesn't go, well, she goes, oh, yeah, no, that's tiny. That's a little dick. Like, I've seen some small dicks, and this is a teeny, woo, little.
Like, how you almost feel any second she's going to be like, you really need to learn into how to do really good oral.
Like, do you just sit down to pee or what? God damn, dude. Like, I'd be iffy about peeing on your balls.
So then he went into a legitimate study. I think he used, what was it? Wasn't it condoms, Trojans? And the different sizes they make for different areas of the world. Mm. And that they have to do different sizes. And the smallest size and most often purchased, that is for the small ones, is in the Asian countries.
Yeah. So he goes to, I think it was Korea, where there's a guy who did a penis enlarging surgery. And they let him walk in on one of the surgeries.
He was seriously thinking about getting it done.
Yeah, so they let him watch one get done. And he was like, nope, I don't want
to. I'll just learn how to give really good head.
Yeah, like he walked in and walked out. Like he was looking at it and they butterfly the dude's cock. And the guy was like, nope, no, I don't want to. I don't. Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty much his reaction.
Nope.
So knowing that. And knowing not all men are created equal, and that I'm sure there are probably some very well-endowed Japanese men, but knowing that statistic and average, it makes me think that, yes, black men would be very interesting for Japanese women. Because in some ways, size does matter. Don't look at me like that. It's true.
Maybe.
Like, if you're tiny, like if you're the size of a thumb or a pinky, the motion of the ocean doesn't matter anymore. Then size counts.
Okay, you're hurting our listener base, Carol. Stop insulting them.
I'm sorry. Everyone who listens to the Dork Podcast has a huge penis.
We have female listeners. Stop.
If you have a penis.
She rolled her eyes. She's lying, you tiny dick fuckers.
The women knew I wasn't talking to them. We're not that stupid.
Go put out you are about it. Ah, women don't have dicks. Stupid. We know.
Right.
No, I think it's more like the non-Asian fascination with Asian women. Where we're just like, oh yeah, they're tiny and petite, and they cover their face when they giggle. And so there's like this sexualization of them that may or may not be true. I don't know. I've never dated an Asian chick. Did you ever date an Asian dude?
No, but I would. But to be fair, growing up in Oklahoma and then moving to Louisiana, I didn't really have
a lot of opportunity. Did you date an Indian? Did you ever date an Indian guy? Native American?
I did date a Native American, and I also dated a lovely Hispanic man, and I did not date a black guy, although I was very interested in college because we both decided our families would lose their shit.
Oh, and so that you didn't date at all because of that?
Correct. We just became really good friends. Like, both of us decided that as much as we were attracted to one another, it was not worth the pain and hassle that both of us would go through with both of our families. So we just became really good friends.
But enough about that. Tell me about the Native American. Did he do, like, magic? Did he know rain dances? Look, I live in Louisiana. Not a lot of Native Americans in Louisiana. I mean, I'm sure there are some. I've never met any. I've never spoken to a Native American in my life. Face to face, never done it. It's like if I met a little Japanese man and he had a long beard, I would be like, oh, he's going to teach you some funky-ass karate.
You're mystical, right, sir? Yeah. You know magic powers.
You got magic. If I ever met a Native American guy, I'd just be like, oh, yeah, you know magic.
Do you cry when people litter?
Yes. Like, that's not even a question. Yeah, totally. I'm not a fan.
Kenny is Native American.
Kenny is not Native American.
Yes, he is. You should talk to him about it. I found out it like 2 weeks ago and almost had a heart attack. Everything he's registered on, like tax forms and stuff, he is Native American.
What percentage?
A lot, apparently. Because I can't even remember what he told me, but he is Native American. Talk to him about it. You have spoken to a Native American.
No, I haven't. I have not. Yes. I've spoken to a white guy.
Who, you know he listens to this, so you better, like...
I've spoken to a white guy who's like an eighth Native American.
No, he's more than that. He's more than that. I was confused because he always talks about his mother, who is Italian, or at least I always assumed she was Italian because they do Italian cooking. But I think he's like Italian and Native American. Like, I think he's... I'm not 100% sure, but I think he might be half.
If you take any white person and you check their blood, you're going to find a little Native American and you're going to find some Irish. Because, well, yeah. Jesus Christ, we gets around. That's why if I ever met a Native American, I think we could do like a Wonder Twins fist thing and pull bourbon from the sky.
No, but what they are probably likely to find with DNA tests, ooh, this was a really good show too, was they're going to find that you are somehow descended from Genghis Khan because he really did have sex with everyone.
It's like a seventh of the population. Yeah. So like a billion people on the planet. But I don't think it's white people.
The other one that, and this one is white people, is that most white people have a percentage of Neanderthal DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's fascinating. That was a good show. I think it was like, I can't even remember what it was called, but if it's something that had Neanderthal in the title and it was on Hulu. So that one was a good one.
So we're all native Neanderthal Irish.
I would say a significant portion of Americans are Irish because the Irish came here
and fucked
like bunnies
everything.
I read somewhere that there are more people that claim Irish descent in the United States than there are in Ireland.
No doubt. Like, well, I mean, first off, what's the population of Ireland? 6,378,000. That's the population of Ireland. And there's 300 million Americans. So, yeah. Not even close. Like,
I mean, both you and I do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we're so Scottish-Irish looking that, like, the Celtic clubs are like, you need to join us to make us look even more legitimate. And we're like, we're okay. Thank
well,
you.
The Celtic club, we've seen them in a couple things. And those are Irish people.
Oh yeah,
they fucking drink and party and they're rowdy and they have like big loud, you know, mm-hmm. like, yeah, let's put on some Irish rock and, you know,
yeah,
drink.
They're a pretty rocking crowd.
That's a club I can get behind. The Baton Rouge Irish Club is goddamn depressing.
Yeah,
I spent a large amount of time with them last summer, and Jesus criminy shit, is it goddamn depressing
today. We're going to talk about the heritage of Ireland.
Well, like, no.
Most importantly,
what it is, it's not
we're
even
going
that.
To be thinking about Joyce Carol Oates.
It's not even that.
Fact,
it is, no.
His novel is so incredibly wonderful.
No, it's not that. It's not that at fucking all. What it is a bunch of septuagenarians sitting around talking about that one time they went to Ireland and how awesome it is and how they're Irish and every now and then speaking in a shitty Irish accent. And that's it. And they'll go eat and everybody has a Guinness. And talk about that trip they took to Ireland. And that's it. Like, we did... We
should take a trip to Ireland, though.
We definitely should. It'd be great. I want to get a Guinness right from Mom's teat. Right there at the...
I
want to
get a cable knit sweater.
Yeah, we could totally do that. It'd be nice. That's not what we're talking about. These goddamn assholes. We did go to that... We see... proof that we belong in the Celtic club over the Irish club is that we went to a... Irish Film Festival at Celtic Studios.
Yes.
That was held by the Irish Club. And it was open bar. Like,
held by the Irish Club or the Celtic Club?
It was the Irish Club at Celtic Studios.
That's right.
So it was an Irish Film Festival, so we watched like 6 short films.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol and I kept sneaking off to the bar. Carol doesn't get drunk often. She got drunk at this. She got a shite faced. And so we watched the movies, and then we took a tour of the studios. And... in the shop, Carol dropped her wine. She got to that point.
I did? I don't remember this.
Nope, you didn't. You didn't remember it. You wouldn't have. But yeah, so I had to like trek across the studio. It's a big lot. And hunt down napkins and come back for that. And by the time I got back to clean it up, it had already been cleaned up and everybody was gone. And then we took the guy that runs the studio and a few other people and we all went to another bar afterwards.
Yes. Now see, that I remember.
Yeah. Because you'd sobered up by then. But yeah. And our behavior was frowned upon in general by the Irish club. Like, there were a couple of people drinking, but they weren't drinking Irish. They were drinking casually. They were drinking at the level of like, oh, yeah, yeah. We're at a cocktail party. Nope. Irish club. Represent, bitches.
Well, and the thing was, I remember why I was drinking. It's because it was an Irish film festival with Irish art films. And I'm not a fan of art films in general. Like, there were a couple really good short films. Like, I remember there were two or three that were really funny.
There was one about the old people that
I was going to say, I vaguely remember the one about, like, by their version of the Polar Bear Club. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting. But, like, the others, I felt like I just wanted to gouge my eyes out. So, instead, I would go to the bar.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you're just surrounded by all these people that are just, like...
Fascinated by it just because it's Irish.
Yeah, and not terribly engaging. They're just kind of there.
Right.
And every now and then, they have a cabbage fart. So, yeah. Wow, we kind of went off topic. Psychics, huh?
But they're very nice people.
They're very pleasant, yes. Very pleasant. Just, you know.
Not what we expected from an Irish club.
Nope.
I think we expected more Guinness drinking and, I don't know, darts and...
Yeah, like you know Irish culture.
We stereotyped our own culture.
It's not stereotypes, though. Like, if you see the streets of Ireland on St. Pat's Day, it makes New Orleans during Mardi Gras look downright tame.
Well, that's true.
It's just pale flesh to the horizon. And drunken motherfuckers. But they're all standing up because they know how to drink.
Well, I think part of the problem, too, is there's not really, as far as I know, a really good Irish pub in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't remember ever hearing one. We got the Londoner, which is a good British pub.
It's all right.
But I don't ever recall an Irish pub, which is why we made our own.
Yeah, we finally get the bar put in.
The bar that goes in the pub.
Yes, so we have our pub.
Yep.
And we
have don't need an inflatable pub. We've got one in our house.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
So, yeah. Well, with that, I thank you for filling in today, Carol.
Oh, thank you.
Because you've got to go to rehearsal.
Soon, yeah. Yeah, I've got a few more minutes, but...
Yes, we got to get you going.
So I can go and play a bimbo.
Yes, so thank you for guesting.
Thank you for having me.
This should be interesting to listen to, because we went all over the place.
We did. It's pretty much just like what it's like with... This is what it's like with us on a long drive in a car.
Yes. That's pretty close.
And next time, we're going to do that game that your sister suggested.
Would you rather...
Would you rather... Because she said all you need to do is have like two or three cards and you can talk about stuff for like the next 6 hours. So we tried to find one where your parents lived, but they didn't have one. So
yeah, anyway, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
With that, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm Carol Moore.
And you've been dorked. I should feel fuller than I do, but I think I'm...
Are you still hungry?
I don't think I'm... No, I'm not hungry, but I'm not...
I was going to say, because you ate 3/4 of a pound of beef.
Yeah, it was good. Good. And onion rings.
And onion rings. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to put that on the
wall. Yeah, definitely.
Although, if I don't put the king cake smoothie up soon, current lines may kill me.
Yeah, you got water on it.
I do. I have to do that, and I have to do the Mardi Gras read.